at the Bologna Children's Book Fair, held every year in Italy. Susan Robb spoke with Jeffrey Garrett, the president of the jury that presents the prestigious Hans Christian Andersen Awards every 2 years to a globally significant writer and illustrator of children's books. Susan asked him about the recent international trends that he has noticed in children's book publishing.
I would say that the most exciting growth in quality in children's books is taking place in countries that have, in the last 20 years, been liberated from totalitarianism. And that's not just Eastern Europe, where, for example, Poland has some extraordinary new talent, but also Spain. I mean, we have to remember that Spain was a dictatorship until the death of Franco. And Spain had an exhibit devoted to it here in Bologna last year. And it was just incredible. Spain has been released from bondage and is now beginning to rival the United Kingdom as a country of innovation in children's book illustration. You know, I'm just talking about images here, but much of the same can still be said of writing. The quality of writing internationally is improving. And there, I think the most salient example is China. China, too, is coming out of bondage. I mean, it's still, at least on paper, a communist country, but the fact is it's practicing capitalism far better than we are in the United States right now. And in the Andersen jury, we were exposed to some extraordinarily persuasive writing. There is a Chinese writer named Cheng Qilu, who writes fiction for children that breaks entirely with the old Confucian model of filial piety. It talks about sort of rambunctious, insolent young people who spend their lives on the internet, and about children who disagree with their parents, which was unheard of in China until books like these. And, you know, we have to remember that children's books and texts are not only mirrors of society, but they return to act upon society as well, because children will read these books, they will find new heroes, and these new heroes are quite different than the old, faithful, loyal children in the boring children's books that Chinese publishers used to give their readership.